Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Points north, south, east, and west. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. Got up this morning, got on the treadmill, JP. Good. Hyped.
Good for you, man. How many miles?
I only did 3.4 today.
It's a good start to the day.
Yeah.
You walking or running? Both.
I did a combination. I did yesterday. I went back home and did, like, I ended up right at close to 10 miles total yesterday.
It's a good day, man.
Yeah.
I want to shout out, I assume, all the local school districts, but certainly Montgomery County, where I live. There was a trace of snow on the ground, and the kids still had to go to school on time.
Yeah, they went to school in Loudoun and also Fairfax because there was nothing on the roads.
I would argue it would make more sense for the kids to have had a delay today than when it was raining last month, but we don't need to start this whole argument again.
Yeah, I think you just look at the possibility of ice. That's what you got to be worried about. And yeah. I think the possibility of ice was not there. We all knew it was going to be on the grass and things of that nature, but the I looked outside this morning. I saw snow on the grass and every road clear. So it was cool.
I made a point of leaving early because people can barely drive in rain. So I figured they certainly couldn't drive with a little bit of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And worked out. Got down here. I went to the Terps game last night.
You did?
And I was out late. Do I sound any different?
What do you call late?
I think what time did that game end? I bet I got home at like 12:15-ish.
Yeah, about the same time I went to sleep.
That's the same time you went to sleep? I don't believe you.
Dude, I don't go to sleep early. I refuse to go to sleep early.
I got home about 12:15.
Five to 6 hours is enough of sleep, man. You get past that, then you're sluggish all damn day.
That's probably about what I got. I was asleep probably like 12:30-ish up at 7.
Yeah, you walked in the house and just passed the hell out, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I watched a little TV in the Uber on the way home. I watched just like Jack Ryan on my phone. So I was kind of, I had a half hour to kind of just chill out.
Uh-huh.
Dude, all right, so I just saw this. When I was driving in this morning, there were cops everywhere flying around.
Well, I saw them flying up Maine right here.
So Jumi Olubanji, that Jumi works at NBC4, does a good job. I follow her on Twitter. She said there was a shooting at the Potomac Avenue Metro Station here in Southeast. Three victims, adult males. The mayor's heading to the scene. Jeez. That explains why there were just cops. Dude, and you can tell. Like,
where is that station, though?
Off Main Avenue.
Up this way?
Yeah. It's like right there where there's like that big park.
295 and all that stuff coming in there?
It's kind of on the other side of that. It's like after the wharf, as you keep going straight down M Street, I think.
Coming this way, though.
Oh, no, you're right. It's the other side.
Yeah, I'm saying that way. I'm trying to see where the hell we're at.
I never know where we are.
Okay,
in this building.
Going down here. Away from, going towards Maryland area.
Going, like, past Capitol Hill, kind of. Potomac Avenue.
Yeah, it was a shooting at Potomac Ave Metro.
Yeah, dude, there were cops everywhere.
But that would be that way, right?
No, that way.
They were all going that way this morning when I was coming through.
It's an audio medium, so we have to stop pointing. But Well, certainly
people understand what the hell we said. Away from the warfields is where I saw all of them going.
Yeah.
I didn't see them going to back towards
RFK. Kind of towards RFK.
Yeah, that's where they were going to. Yeah.
Agreed. I think, I could be wrong. I think Pete lives right over there. So certainly hope everybody's all right.
Yes.
We are going to be joined by Alfred Williams here in Big about Al. 20 minutes. Obviously, a ton of major football news in the last couple hours, I'd say, in the last 24 hours, certainly. Yeah. Starting with Sean Payton taking the Broncos job.
Yep.
So for any of the Sean Payton's coming to Washington conspiracy theories.
That's out the window.
That's gone. She gone. We'll ask Al about this, but dude.
When I call
Denver
Al.
Denver is desperate.
When I call Al, he was straight up. That's done. Like, that's done deal, dog.
I mean. God bless them.
They got rid of their coach, so you have to go get a coach who has legitimacy, and I think he does. Sean Payton does.
The last coach didn't.
He didn't. And so I think, but the thing about it is, this is where people are going to. I know we in this town, everything is about first round draft pick and high draft picks. Other people understand players, and if I can get the right coach to coach the players. And if I'm willing to spend money with you got a $54 billion dude that owns that team, it's no problem for him to put stuff in escrow. So they'll go out and get their players. They may not have a first-round draft pick, but I promise you they'll be signing some damn free agents if they can. And this is a team that probably will go right up to where the salary cap is.
And oh, they might.
You and I understand. If you have the wherewithal, you can manipulate the hell out of that salary cap. If you have a little bit, you know, creativity in your mind, you can go over the salary cap. Because you just got to make sure that it is not probably going to be earned. And you throw a little clause in there, boom, the dude gets money. That ain't going to really affect things at a point. And I think a lot of teams do that on a regular basis. Because sometimes we see people signing, we're like, how the hell are they going to get under the cap? And they live under the cap.
Do you know what the dead money cap hit would be if you tried to release Russell Wilson this year?
Then it's not going to happen.
$107 million.
They're not doing that. I think they really.
They don't have a ton of. They are under the cap. They're about $8 million under the cap.
That's with the 16?
Yeah. They don't have a ton of space available. And, I mean, there's not. This is a brief glance at their cap situation via over the cap. There's not a lot of spots they can trim. You could cut Graham Glasgow and clear $8 million. You could cut Ronald Darby, former Commander.
Man, that clear defense was okay. I mean, they had some.
The crazy part about them is, assuming Russ can revert back from being an alien to a human, like they don't have a lot of glaring holes.
They don't.
I'd have to check their offensive line.
See, the thing about it, we look at things sometimes, and all it takes is a guy with a clever mind to come in and put people in the right spots and have everybody on the same page so they can understand what the hell's going on. How many times have we seen one coach be at a team and they're garbage, and then he leaves and somebody else rolls in, and you go, well, damn, what the hell happened? You know what I'm saying?
That can happen. Perhaps we've been blinded by 2 decades of mediocrity in Washington.
I mean,
to know the differences that can arise.
Thing of it, it's like, you know, we look at sometimes we start to speculate what's going on. Sometimes it's just there is no damn guidance. You know, there are a lot of coaches out there who are great X's and O's guys, but they don't know how to lead a football team. There are guys sometimes who can lead a team, but they can't put together X's and O's. Then there are guys who you look at and you go, I don't know how the hell he has success, but he does all the time. Because the people understand it's not about what we think on the outside. It's not about what people think on the outside. It's about how do you get the guys that you have under you to buy into what you're selling.
Well, and if that wasn't enough news, and we're going to talk about Sean Payton going to Denver. And because, dude, Denver has given up a lot. This is via Nikki Jabala from the Post. She just put all the information in one spot. Denver, in the last 2 years, has acquired now Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. They've given up last year's first and second and fifth, this year's first and second, 2 firsts and a second this year, mm-hmm. and next year's second.
Yeah.
So you need it to work because there's not a lot of reinforcements immediately. You need it to work. Mm-hmm. It's it's going to be interesting. I think a lot of pressure on the Denver situation. But, B, the Junks were having this debate this morning. I don't know how much of a debate there is, especially if you allow yourself to be driven by results. Tom Brady formally announced his retirement again, this time in a video where he started to tear up at the end. It was on his Twitter. It was on his Instagram. All sorts of stuff. Let's hear Tom Brady. I thought this was pretty cool. Let's hear him.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Did you get a little emotional there? Kind of seemed like it.
Did you
watch
it? I saw
it, and he did.
It seemed legit. Seemed like he was sitting on a beach. I don't know if that's Miami or Tampa or what.
It's in Miami, I'm not going to believe him. If it was in Tampa, I'm okay with it.
Do you believe him?
I believe him. You know, and I had a conversation with someone I was driving in this morning and asked me, did I think he means it this time? I said, his numbers as far as yards were up there, but he threw it more than anybody had ever thrown it. It was the second. He has the top two ever. And I just think that Tom, there are many athletes that have his type of mindset where I may drop a little bit, but I'm not going to be embarrassed on the football field. I don't think he's going to get to the point where they got to drag him off. I think once he see that thing start to get, he's got to the peak and about to start to go the other way, I'm going to roll on out of there. I don't want to be on that Lindsey Vonn.
I wonder, I believe he's a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll believe Brady is really done when maybe, honestly, when September comes and he's not on a roster.
Well, I mean,
he's a free agent, and I mean, there's some really good like situations out there that he could just walk into. Say Rodgers stays in Green Bay, which contractually, financially, like all the mechanisms involved make it easiest for him to stay, right? Can you work stuff out? Sure. Maybe that'll happen, but he could land with the Jets, get to play the Pats twice a year. The mm-hmm. Jets have good young weapons, a good defense. Dude, Brady's numbers this year were good. Now, he threw a absurd amount of times,
mm-hmm.
but statistically, I mean, things were in line with kind of his career norms. I mean, he completed 67% of his passes for 4,700 yards, 25 touchdowns and 9 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's the thing about it, though.
Dude, I don't think this is going to happen.
Normally, Tom Brady is somewhere around 38 touchdowns or higher. And we see 25 and 9, and based off of what we see normally, we go, oh, he had a good year. In Tom's situation, that wasn't a good year. Tom is more 38 and 4, 38 and 5, 38 and 6, 42 and 3, things of that nature. So he dropped off, but he is so damn good. He's been so good. Even when he looks good compared to the others, you got to look at what Tom Brady has done. I don't think that last year was a great year. You watch a lot of the games. They were not scoring over 20 points.
Yeah, they struggled.
They were struggling. He was throwing the ball in the dirt, throwing all over the place. But ultimately, most of his passes were sharp passes. Wasn't anything really going down the field on a consistent basis. So I did not see the Tom Brady I'm accustomed to seeing.
Their line was beat up. Their receivers were beat up. But, yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just – you know what? They ranked below the Commanders in points scored. How about that? They ahead, though, in yards. Do you think he's done?
I think he's done.
I'd like to ask the CBSO to chime in here. Landfill, do you think Brady's done?
Well, he's clearly done. I don't know if he'll keep playing, but if you watched him the past couple of seasons, he sucks.
He sucks compared to Tom Brady and his best, but compared to the NFL, this version of Brady is probably still a top half of the league starter.
I mean, maybe, but that's not saying much. You know, Tyler Huntley's in the Pro Bowl. He should retire. He should stay retired. I think he's going to this time.
Yeah. He's 45 years old. He's older than I am, which is just remarkable.
He wrecked his family to come back for one more year in the NFL to be the 14th best quarterback in the league. What is this guy doing?
I think his family was wrecked before. I think it was more going on. We say he wrecked it. Hell, Giselle was doing enough stuff too. I think they were going to be wrecked
doing
no
the
matter.
Jiu-jitsu
they instructor. Were going to be they were going to be wrecked no matter how it goes. But hey, let's just understand: you dating somebody, you married somebody, and they're dead, and they love a craft. You got to love the craft too, because if Tom had ever told her to stop modeling when she was modeling, you think she would have just stopped? Hell no.
Why do man always got to be wrong?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I think sometimes let's get it straight. There are many people in situations, you marry that dude because he has the means and the wherewithal. But then when you get with him, you don't want him to do the things that allows him to get that. So is that being unfair?
I don't
unfair?
Think Giselle was getting with Tom for the means and the wherewithal. No, she had the means.
But she wasn't going to go with a broke-ass man, though. So she did go for somebody that had the means and wherewithal. But since she was starting to taper off her career, now she wants him to taper off his career.
I think
that's BS.
I think as a group, we can collectively say we
I think
have
Father
no,
Time tapered off his career.
We
he
have no
sucked.
Idea what happened with the Brady-Giselle marriage. I don't think we have any idea.
We don't have an idea, but I'm just talking about on a normal pace how things normally go. You go with somebody because they are doing something and they're making a lot of money, when you get with them, allow them to do the things that, because when you stop that, guess what? They're going to not have what you want and you won't be able to live the life you thought you were.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk Denver Broncos hiring Sean Payton when we return. Alfred Williams joins the program. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.